Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, yesterday's game didn't go exactly the way Beaver fans wanted it to. It pretty much belonged to Duluth. What do you guys need to do differently here today?
Certainly we can do things better that are going to help us. A lot of little things, you know, going into a long, lengthy explanation. But, you know, it's just little things. It's just stick on puck. It's body positioning. It's just being obviously aware of when they're on the ice and where they are. But ultimately, and I say this a lot, but if we make them play in their zone, they're going to have a tough time scoring. And that means puck possession. It means being smart with it. And again, just doing a better job overall of moving our feet. And that's where it all starts. I think we just need to come out today and get our feet going and just play with a lot more quickness and a lot more jump and just be totally focused, totally engaged.
After watching film, what all needs to be adjusted? Anything?
Well, I don't know so much adjustments, but again, looking back, I mean, you can go goal by goal. There's always something, whether it's we miss an opportunity to get the puck deep at the offensive blue line. We turn it over, they transition, they come down, and ultimately ends up in a goal. I mean, that's how far back you can go on some of these goals. So that's, you know, that starts there, being good with the puck. When you're going to get it deep, let's get it deep. Make their defenseman turn and get it. In our zone, again, we need to have stick on puck better. We need to be aware of where people are on the ice. The second goal is a great example. The puck's in the corner. We don't get stick on puck right away. Our center's actually in a great spot initially, but she turns and looks at the puck, and that's all Stalder needed because she just, you know, made a quick move to the net, great pass, shot and a goal. And if our center does a better job of just staying with Stalder, keeping her body between Stalder and the net, that never happens. So that's just two examples. We just need to be aware and just do a better job of those little things to prevent her from getting those opportunities.
I had a chance to visit with Summer Thibodeau last night after the game and asked her about what it was like watching Bailey Wright play out there, knowing that she's playing against a former team. She plays with a little bit more desire and wants to get goals against this UMD team. For you as a coach, you couldn't ask for anything more out of a player that has that much heart.
Well, certainly Bailey, since we've returned, these last three games have been three of her best all year long, and that's we've known that she's a good player. She has a lot of great skills. She's strong. She's fast. She's very powerful. We just need to see that more on a consistent basis, and we've seen it now for three games in a row, and hopefully we'll see it again today.
It is a big weekend here at the Sanford Center. BSU men's and women's hockey honoring former legendary head coach R.H. Bob Peters. You played for him. For you personally, what does it mean to see him get an honor like this?
Well, it's pretty neat, obviously, the longevity, you know, 50 years in an institution and just kind of watching some of the guys talk about it. And it just, I mean, he built the program. He the president asked him to build a program when he came here back in 66, and that's what he's done. And his record speaks for himself or itself in terms of 702 wins, 13 national championships, and the number of his former players that went on into coaching, and I, you know, I include myself in that. I would not be where I am today, Kelly, sitting in this chair doing this interview, if it wasn't for the influence of Bob Peters. So I certainly owe him a tremendous amount in terms of what I've been able to accomplish. And again, I my experiences here playing for him set me up for life.
Take us back to when you first met R.H. What was that like? What was your first impression?
Well, it was kind of an interesting story. You know, my good friend of mine was a friend of my good friend of mine in high school's dad was Marv Jordy, and he called Coach saying, you know, there's this goalie down here in Cottage Grove, and at the time, Coach didn't need a goalie. He said he had another incoming freshman, and you know he had three goalies. Well, then that freshman, whoever he was, decided not to come, and so Coach made a call and said, no, we got a spot. And yeah, the first time just, you know, I came up, obviously it was, you know, the first time I came up is when I came to school, you know, back in when it was late August of that year of 78, fall of 78. And I just met the guy and obviously made it just an impression he demanded your attention right away. And it was just bang, this is the way we do things here. And you're going to have an opportunity, but, you know, there's certain expectations and. That's just one of them. He's just a great motivator, and it was not just about hockey. He taught you lessons for life, and certainly, there's almost 100 guys back here for this weekend, and all of us are certainly owe him a huge debt of gratitude.
Do you have a favorite RH quote?
Oh yeah, there's quite a few of them. One of the ones that I've used on our team, and they kind of look at me. He'd come in the locker room. We were getting after a team pretty good, and you know the guys would be kind of. loosey-goosey, and he'd say, "Hey, boys, I've seen sicker cows than this get better." Kind of snap you back into attention. So I used it once on the girls, and they kind of looked at me like, "What the heck are you talking about?" But
what has it meant now that you're coaching BSU women's hockey to have him around the rink?
Well, you know, he was one of the first person that people that contacted me after I got the job, and we had a chance to sit down, and he's been very helpful. He's a huge fan of our program. He knows all the girls. He comes to every game. He and his wife Lou are at every home game, and you know, it's always, you know, he'll offer some advice at times. If I come to him with a question, he certainly will give me his opinion. He's just a very valued mentor and a very valued friend, and really appreciate the fact that every time I see him, it's a lot of fun.
I don't think people realize how much he was a factor in getting BSU women's hockey going. For you, now that you're coaching this team, obviously you wouldn't be here right now coaching if it wasn't for him.
No, I mean, obviously he was the athletic director at the time. The president said, if we're going to do this Division I thing, we're going to add women's hockey, and he got all on board with it, and was, you know, obviously got us into the WCHA at the time, and no question, our program, it doesn't exist without his help and his influence.
Coach, back to the game today. What's it going to take to beat this Bulldog team?
You know, I just want to go out and play a good 60 minutes of Beaver hockey, Kelly. That's, you know, we can't worry about the scoreboard. We just got to go out. I know to a person, our group, you know, wants to atone for yesterday's performance. We know we're playing a great team that's playing extremely well right now. But let's just go out there and get after it for 60 minutes and see what happens.
Good luck today, Coach. Thanks so much for sharing your stories about RH, and we'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.